Reflection by Father Luis Suzano, Luke 4, 16-30. No prophet is accepted in his own land. 1. The Spirit. God's work goes beyond our thinking and God's work in whomever he chooses. St. Benedict's story comes to mind. Even the youngest of the community can give an opinion because the Holy Spirit works in those whom we least imagine. We mustn't allow that which happened to Jesus happen to us. Sometimes we do not believe because we are prejudiced. You can see beautiful results from the preaching of God's word, but since it did not come from you, instead of applauding, you want to kill and destroy it with criticism, gossip, or slander. Our envy can be destructive. God works in anyone and through anyone. He does not ask for your resume before he sends you his help through the Spirit. Don't be afraid to show and use your spiritual gifts. If it saves souls, then go for it. 2. Proclaim. Many people only have the image of the no preaching, where all they remember is that the priest only reprimands and says no during Mass. Today, you and I are invited to proclaim the Lord's blessings and graces. How many beautiful things life has. That's what you have to announce. Grace. It's true that you and I have problems, but life doesn't end there. There are so many wonderful things, and a Christian is called to show that with God, life changes. Otherwise, you would end up falling into those old lady conversations where they only talk about ailments and medications. Focus on God's grace. 3. They were furious. It will always be harder to preach among your own people. In your home, among your family, your own family, there will be prejudice. If you talk about God in the parish or in different meetings, people will say that you are doing it just to put on a show. They might even seek to throw you out or expel you. Persevere with prayer. You can continue to move forward through prayer. It will lead your escape from all the threats. Receive the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and confession. They will guide you and give you strength. Cheer up. Many will try to bring you down, but others will thank you for having changed their lives. Come on. We have to fill up heaven because heaven is our goal. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.